Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really fundamental. Equilibrium and moments in solids. Ever wonder how, huge buildings stay up or how levers work? It all comes down to this stuff. Our source material gives us these core concepts almost like a physics decoder ring. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, what's really fascinating is how these ideas, which sound maybe a bit academic, are actually everywhere. Understanding them is key to seeing the logic behind, well, almost everything physical. How things stand, how they move, basic engineering, it's practical physics hidden in plain sight.
Okay, so let's start with the basics then. Equilibrium. What exactly is a body in equilibrium? It sounds like just balanced, right?
It is fundamentally, yeah, a state of balance. But there's a key distinction the source makes. There's the condition of equilibrium for a material point. Think of that as just one single tiny spot in space.
Okay, like a theoretical point.
Exactly. And then there's the rigid body. That's a real object, something solid that we assume doesn't bend or squash when forces hit it.
And why is that distinction so important? What changes?
Well, for that material point, equilibrium is pretty straightforward. All the forces acting on it just need to cancel out. Net force equals zero. Simple pushes and pulls balancing.
Got it.
But for a rigid body, it's more complex. You still need the forces to balance, absolutely. But you also need to balance any tendency to, well, rotate.
Okay, so it's not just about sliding, but spinning too.
Precisely. And this involves thinking about things like constraint reaction forces.
Mm.
Those are the forces from supports like the tension in a rope holding something.
Or the floor pushing back up on my chair right now.
Exactly. Or the force from a rigid surface something rests on, even on an inclined plane, a slope. You have to deal with weight decomposition.
Breaking down gravity, right?
Yeah, breaking gravity into parts acting along the slope and perpendicular to it. And then figuring out the equilibrating force needed to stop it sliding. For that rigid body, you need zero net force and zero net rotational effect.
Okay, that rotational part.
Hmm.
That leads us straight into moments, doesn't it? This is where it gets really interesting for me. The moment of a force. It's not just a push. It's the force's ability to cause rotation around a fixed axis.
Right, the turning effect.
And the lever arm or force arm is critical here, that distance from the pivot point.
Absolutely. The lever arm dictates how much turning effect or moment a given force produces. Think about using a long wrench versus a short one.
Yeah, much easier with the long one. More leverage.
Exactly. That distance multiplies your effort. And a small change there, or in the angle you push, can make a huge difference. It's fundamental to how tools work and also how structures stay stable or fail.
That really shifts the perspective beyond just linear forces. So for a rigid body's equilibrium, we have to account for these twisting effects.
We do. And it's not just single forces. The source also mentions a couple of forces.
A couple, like two forces.
Yeah, two parallel forces, equal in size, but acting in opposite directions, separated by a distance.
Yeah.
They don't cause any overall push or pull.
Mm.
The forces cancel out in that sense, but they do create a pure rotation.
Like turning a steering wheel with both hands?
Perfect example. So understanding moments, including those from couples, is absolutely essential for that condition of equilibrium for a rigid body. No net force and no net moment. That's true balance.
Which connects perfectly to levers, right? The classic application of moments.
It's classic.
You've got your input force, the motive or effort force, and the output, the resistive or load force you're trying to overcome.
And the mechanical advantage is all about the ratio of the distances from the pivot, the effort arm versus the load arm.
Right.
You position the pivot cleverly, and you can get advantageous levers where a small effort moves a large load. Think a crowbar.
Makes heavy lifting easy.
Or you might have disadvantageous levers, like tweezers, maybe, where you actually apply more force than the load exerts, but you gain precision or speed. It all depends on that pivot placement relative to the forces.
Okay, so forces, moments, levers, what about overall stability? The source brings up the center of gravity, or barycenter.
Yes, the center of gravity.
Yeah.
That's the sort of average location of all the weight in an object. It's the point where gravity seems to act.
Like the balance point.
Essentially, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And where that point is, relative to the object's base of support, is critical for stability. Think about why racing cars are so low to the ground.
Lower center of gravity, harder to tip over.
Exactly. And this relates directly to the three types of equilibrium mentioned. You have stable equilibrium, like a book flat on a table. Push it slightly, it returns. Its center of gravity rises when tilted, and gravity pulls it back down.
Okay.
Then unstable equilibrium, like balancing that pencil on its point, the slightest nudge lowers its center of gravity, and boom, it falls over.
Right. Very precarious.
And finally, indifferent equilibrium. Think of a ball or a wheel on a flat surface. Roll it, and it just stays in the new position. Its center of gravity doesn't really go up or down relative to the support. It's, well, indifferent.
Stable, unstable, indifferent. It all comes down to that center of gravity and how it behaves when disturbed.
It really dictates whether something naturally returns to its position, falls away from it, or just doesn't care.
So looking back, we've sort of unpacked quite a bit here how simple forces, those turning effects or moments, and this idea of a center of gravity all link together to explain balance and rotation in solid objects.
Yeah, and if you zoom out, you see these aren't just abstract physics rules. They are fundamental principles for understanding, well, everything solid around us, how structures are built, how machines work, even how our own bodies maintain balance. It's a lens for viewing the physical world.
It really is. Okay, here's something for you to think about. Next time you use any tool, a hammer, a wrench, even just opening a door, just notice something standing perfectly still, take a second. Think about those hidden forces, the moments, the center of gravity at play. How many things in your daily life are designed specifically around these principles, either for stability or to make movement easier?